Two girls and a guy just rolled in. It looks like either a Honda Civic or a Toyota Corolla. Man, he's big. He's got to be at least, I don't know, 6'6", 6'7". He is big. Well, Lord, give me the words to say. Give me the right words to say to keep her from killing her baby, whoever it is. Whichever woman it is. Having a smoke before they go in. There they go. And maybe they might be waiting for someone else to arrive to have their abortion. Here comes another guy and a girl. Hang on a second. Oh, they're all starting to come in now. Lots of them. Lord, let someone stop. Let someone talk to me today, please. Lord, use me to stop the killing. Ma'am, can I talk to you before you go inside? Are you going in to have an abortion? No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm not going to mind my business. Ma'am, the Bible says do not murder. The Bible says do not murder, ma'am. Sir! Sir, in the car! Are you really going to let her to go in there and kill her baby? You're going to sit out here and listen to the radio? Come on out here and talk to me. Don't let her kill your baby. Folks, can I talk to you before you go inside? There are alternatives. There are alternatives to aborting your baby. There's a clinic right next door that'll give you a free ultrasound. They'll give you alternatives to what you're about to do. Young man, what is your participation in this? Are you the father? The Bible says do not murder. Please do not go in there and kill your baby. Folks, please come and talk to me before you go inside. You do not have to do this. You do not have to kill your child, sir. The Bible says do not murder. Don't let this happen. Sir, in the car, I know you can hear me. You know what the woman who got out of your car is doing is wrong, sir. There's a life at stake. Come out and talk to me about it. Sir, you know what's about to happen is wrong. The Bible says, do not murder, sir. And that includes innocent unborn children. Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for being here as well.
Since Monday to Friday.
Yes.
Saturday. Many people.
I know. I know. It's tragic.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hey. Sir, please come out of the car and talk to me. Don't let this child die. There are alternatives to killing your baby. The lady who got out of your car knows that it's wrong to kill her baby. Are you somehow forcing her to do this? Sir, listen to your conscience. You know this is wrong. There are alternatives to killing your children. You do not have to kill babies. Come out and talk to me, sir. Don't be afraid. Sir, it doesn't take any courage to sit there in the car while your child is being murdered. Come out and talk to me. You still have time to stop this. Sir, God sees this as murder. You're going to stand before Him to give an account for your life. For every idle word, for every thought, for every action, including bringing the woman here to kill her child. If he finds you guilty, sir, he will do what is right. He will punish your sin. And that punishment is eternity in hell. And I don't want that for you. I don't want that for your wife or your daughter or your girlfriend who went into the clinic. Please, sir, get out of your car. Talk to me. It's time to man up. It takes no courage to kill the innocent, sir. Please, come out and talk to me. Sir, this has got to be eating you up inside. You know it's wrong. There are alternatives to killing your baby. There's a clinic right across the street that can help you, that can help her. You know that murdering your baby is the wrong answer, sir. So come out of the car and talk to me, sir. No, sir, we're not going to go through this again, sir. I'm not using amplification. Not violating any ordinance. Sir, please get out of your car and talk to me. You do not have to kill your child. Sir, right now, the lady you brought here is being prepped. And then a doctor is going to rip your child apart. A man who swore an oath to do no harm is going to kill your baby. No, sir.
You don't have to be.
Yeah, his windows are rolled up. He can't hear me. Sir, they can complain. They can complain all they want. They could, sir, go right ahead. We went through this before. I'm allowed to, sir. I'm allowed to.
Yeah, but you don't have to be.
Yes, I, sir. There are babies dying here. Excuse me.
You don't have to kill everybody.
Yes, I do, sir.
Because there are people working over here.
Well, sir, this man here allowed his.
You have a lot of business to do.
I understand, sir.
Okay, you don't have to tell everybody.
I am going to tell everybody.
Not everybody.
Yes, I am, sir. I have the right to speak. Go right ahead, sir. We'll do this every Tuesday. We'll do this every Tuesday, sir. That's okay, sir. I'm not using amplification. I am allowed to speak, sir. Yes, I can, sir. There is no law that says I cannot raise my voice. And I hope you won't lie to them again about blocking the driveway. Sir, how can you defend murdering unborn children? How can you defend that, sir? That's indefensible. Ladies, can I talk to you before you go inside? Are you here to kill your baby? Well, there's going to be a lot of abortions here today. And people are coming right now to kill their children.
You should have been one of them.
How can you be so hateful, ma'am? Don't go in there to murder the unborn.
Who the f*** you to judge anybody?
Come on over and talk to me. Come on over and talk to me. Come on over and talk to me.
Whatever people do here is not your
f***. Sure it is, because there are unborn children being murdered. There are unborn children being murdered here. And you're going to defend that, sir? You're going to defend that.
You come to do that, okay? You come to do something else.
You don't know that, sir. You don't know that.
You sure?
You could tell by the reaction of these people. So, sir, I would rather people be bothered in their conscience than to have children die.
You don't have to be telling everybody.
Yes, I'm going to tell everybody, sir. It's my right to do that. I have the right to speak, sir. No, they're not, sir. The police didn't stop me last time. They're not going
to
stop me now. Folks, do you work here? I don't have to keep my mouth shut, sir. We don't live in Iran. We live in the United States. We live in the United States, sir. I don't have to shut up. Who do you think you are? You have no authority.
Same like you.
You're right, sir. I'm exercising my right to free speech. And if you don't like that right, sir, you can go to North Korea or Pakistan or Iran or Iraq, where they do not allow people to speak.
Boy, you're up to...
What's that?
You
no, I'm not going to Iraq, sir.
You chicken, that's why you can go.
No, sir, I'm standing here. Sir, you're the chicken, sir.
You kill a lot of people.
Sir, you are the chicken.
Well, you don't go to Mexico, you kill a lot of people over there.
How can you work for a place that murders unborn children? How can you work for a place that murders unborn children, sir? Have you no conscience?
Your mother in Iraq and Mexico right now.
Sir, there have been 53 million children killed here in the United States. 53 million unborn children. You should care about that, sir. You should care about that. That should trouble your soul. Are you so dead in your sin that it does not disturb you that 53 million people have been murdered in the United States in places like this? Yeah, sir, that radio is not going to drown out the sound of your conscience, sir. I'll be here all morning, sir, doing what I can to defend the unborn. The police aren't going to make me go away, sir, because I'm not breaking the law.
You can't stop at nothing. You can't stop anything.
Really?
You have to do whatever you have to do, you're doing. You don't have to stop it. No matter what you're talking about.
How do you know that, sir? How do you know? How do you know? You don't know that, sir. You don't know that. Sir, how do you sleep at night? How do you sleep at night knowing that you're here to defend the murder of children? How do you sleep at night? Your conscience convicts you, sir. It does. Your conscience convicts you. You should care about these children. They are people, sir. They are people. Good morning. Sir, I hope the Lord brings you to your senses. You know what's happening inside here is wrong. The Bible says that there will be people who may not do the things that He hates, but they'll give hearty approval to them. And by working here as a security guard at the abortion clinic, you're giving hearty approval to the killing of unborn children, sir. And calling the police won't change that. Turning on your radio won't change that. God sees you as guilty before Him, sir. Because He not only judges our actions, He judges the intentions and attitudes of our heart. And when you die and stand before God, if He finds you guilty, sir, He is going to punish your sin. And that punishment is eternity in hell. But sir, I don't want that for you. I don't want that for any person that comes into this place of death. I don't want anybody to perish in their sin. But sir, you must come to God on His terms. And He accepts no excuses, sir. You will not stand before Him and plead guilty with an explanation. It'll only be a day of sentencing. Your only hope is salvation through Christ, sir. 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. fully God and fully man and without sin. Unlike you, sir, unlike me, he never once violated God's law. He was and he is the sinless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. He lived the perfect life, sir, that you and I have already failed to live. In about 33 years into that earthly existence, he voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrific death, like the death these unborn children are going to face today. To take upon himself not the punishment he deserves, because he did no wrong. He took upon himself the punishment you and I deserve, sir, for our sins against God. And then 3 days later, he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. He's alive today, sir, and he will return at a time of the Father's choosing. And what God commands of you, sir, is the same thing he commands of me and all people everywhere. And that's that we repent, that we turn from our sin, and by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Sir, you stand guilty before God today, but there is hope for you. Not in your arrogance, not in your sinful pride, but in Christ alone. God is opposed to the proud, but he gives grace to the humble, sir. Turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ. Stop hating God. Stop hating people. And love God and love people, sir. Turn to Christ and live. Folks, can I talk to you before you go in there? There are going to be a lot of babies dying in here today. I hope yours isn't one of them. Are you here to have an abortion, ma'am?
No.
Sir, you know what I'm telling you is true. And if you come out here every Tuesday to sit, you're going to hear the gospel every Tuesday, sir. You are without excuse. You are merely suppressing the truth by your unrighteousness, sir. Yet yawning doesn't change a thing, sir. You won't be yawning when you stand before God, sir. You'll be begging for mercy. And unless you repent and put your trust in Christ, there will be no mercy. There will only be righteous wrath and judgment against you. And I don't want that for you, sir. I don't want you to face that. Turn to Christ and live. Find something else to do for a living other than protecting the murder of unborn children. Sir, do you believe in God? Do you believe God exists? Do you have any type of spiritual beliefs? Are you a religious man? Sir, you understand that God is angry with the wicked every day. And even though men will profess to be good, God doesn't see us that way. There is no good in any of us, according to God. Our hearts are deceitful and desperately sick. They're wicked in God's eyes. And that's the greatest indictment against us, sir. He knows our hearts. And you know you've sinned against God. You're like the rest of us. You've lied or taken God's name in vain, looked with lust, harbored bitterness or resentment in your heart, been angry without cause, coveted someone else's property. Even so much as one lie, sir, you will face the wrath of God. The Word of God says all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. Just like the lie you told last week to LAPD that I was blocking the driveway. All sin is detestable to God. Folks, come over here and talk to me. You don't have to leave her in there. Please. There's a life at stake. Young man, have more courage. It takes no courage to walk a woman into an abortion clinic and then walk out smoking a cigarette, sir. There's still time. This life could still be saved. Do something about it. God will see you as a murderer, sir. It's that same kind of indifference, sir, that you show. You're every bit as guilty as that young man. There is forgiveness in Christ, but only in Christ. You can't forgive yourself. You'll never do enough good works to blot out your sin against God. Religion won't help you. You must turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ. You need to stop providing security for murderers, sir. That makes you complicit. That makes you an accessory to what they're doing. You're not providing security, sir. You're providing a means for young women to kill their children. You need to see your sin for what it is. And you need to turn from your sin, sir, and put your trust in Christ alone. He's your only hope, sir. You might be able to turn a blind eye to your sin, but God will never do that. God will never turn a blind eye to your sin. But He can and He will forgive you through faith in Jesus Christ and Him alone. Repent, sir. Turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ. I don't want you to face His wrath. I don't want you to face the torments of hell. You know what I'm telling you is true, sir. Your conscience bears witness to the fact that everything I am telling you is true. Soften your heart before God. Repent of your wickedness. Repent of your sin. Turn to Christ and live. Sir, He's opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. And don't put your job as a security guard before God. Whatever you put before Christ, sir, is your God. Whether it's a job, or relationships, or things, or your own life. Anything you hold more dear than Christ is your God. Then God will see you as an idolater, sir. Turn to Christ and live. Turn to Christ and live, sir. He'll take your heart of stone and He'll give you a heart of flesh. You'll begin to love the things that God loves and you'll begin to hate the things that God hates. And He hates abortion. He hates murder in all of its forms. And you can receive forgiveness of your sin, but only through Christ. Only through faith in Christ, sir. Turn to Christ and live. If you don't hear what I'm telling you, sir, as a message of love, it's because you love your sin more than you love God. It's because you love yourself more than you love God. And God will not turn a blind eye to that kind of self-love and idolatry. He will punish that sin, sir. Make no mistake. And that punishment is eternal. It's real. It's every bit as real as the ripping apart of unborn children, sir. But the child's suffering ends with their murder. In hell, sir, your suffering will never end. And I don't want that for you. Turn to Christ and live.
Thank you for coming.
Oh.
Thank you. We need guys that they talk loud. Yeah.
Thank you.
We need.
Thank you for the encouragement.
I am praying for God to send us. Because we have Monday to Saturday. Monday they come every day. Every day they come. And we don't have, we just alone, three of us alone, no guys, no. We need, you know, I invited people, but they don't want to come. They don't want, they don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. I stayed away for too many years.
Good.
And the Lord convicted me of not being here, and that's why I'm here.
Good. Thank God.
But thank you for the encouragement.
Thank God. You keep in coming.
I will. Coming. I will.
We need you.
Thank you. Come on, talk to us before you go in there. No, I'm talking to them. Sorry. God hates the feet that run to shed innocent blood. He sees abortion as murder. That's what all young people say going in there. Please, then come over here and talk to us. You don't have to do this. Young man, don't do this to your baby.